And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of July, 2012. It was on this day, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Social Security Act, which created the Medicare and Medicaid programs, country's first national health insurance law. It's the birthday of the novelist Emily Bronte, born Thornton in Yorkshire, England, 1818, known for the only novel she ever wrote, Wuthering Heights, about a boy from the streets of Liverpool, Heathcliff, adopted into a wealthy family, falls in love with his adopted sister, Catherine Earnshaw, and when he realizes he can't have her, he tries to take revenge upon the entire family. Passionate, tragic love story written by a woman who apparently never had a romantic relationship with anybody herself. In fact, as far as it is known, she rarely even spoke to anyone other than her immediate family members. Some scholars think that she may have gotten the idea for the novel from her brother's life. He was fired from his job as a tutor after it was said he had an affair with the mother of the children he was supposed to be teaching. He was an alcoholic. He was addicted to laudanum. And it's possible that he told his sister about all of his life experiences, his addictions, his love affairs, and his failed attempt to become a painter. Just after Wuthering Heights came out in 1848, Emily's brother began to fall ill. She took care of him for the next several months. He died, and she came down with the same illness a month later, and she had died before the end of the year. She was only 30 years old. It was on this day, 1935, the publisher Penguin released its first paperback books with the goal of making the classics accessible to the general public. They started out with titles by Agatha Christie, Ernest Hemingway. Today, some 5,000 titles in print at Penguin. And it's the birthday of the novelist Patrick Modiano, born in Boulogne-Billancourt, France, 1945, son of his father, an Italian Jew, his Belgian mother, who met in Nazi-occupied Paris during World War II. His mother was an actress. She was often gone. So was his father, who was a black marketeer doing business with the Nazis. At the age of 13, young Patrick found himself spending his days alone on the streets of Paris. But he stayed in school and was exposed to literature and encouraged to write. And at the age of 21, published his first short story. 2 years later, his first novel, The Place of the Star, La Place de l'Étoile, about an anti-Semitic Jewish collaborator during the war. He's written 25 books, most of them dealing with Paris during the occupation. Modiano said, after each novel, I have the impression that I've cleared it all away, but I know I'll come back over and over again. In the end, we are all determined by the place and the time in which we are born. Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth. I could take. I could take two leaves and give you one. Would that not be a kind of perfection? But I prefer one leaf torn to give you half, showing after these years simply love's complexity in an act, the tearing and the unique edges. One leaf, one word from the two imperfections that match. If I could take, a poem by Hayden Carruth from his collected shorter poems, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites, Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.